Blog Talk Radio.
93.3 FM is Yeah, I'm the Floss Child Boots Rothschild, and I'm in here commentating for my man Tweed Cadillac. 93.3 FM is on. Coming every Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Call in with your requests. 347-308-8747. And holler at my man, Sweet.
93. Baby.
Yeah. That's kind of smooth right there, ain't it? You gonna hear some of the oldies, man, that you ain't heard in a long time, Jack. Cause Cadillac gon' take it from here to there. And make you get your game on, man. You got it right. Every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Call in your request at 347-308-8747. You know that's Blog Talk Radio, baby. Straight old school R&B, smooth rap, jazz. Hosted by my man Tweed Cadillac. So make no mistake, you just tune on in and listen to my man Sweet Cadillac do his thing. Oh, me? Oh, yeah, I'm the commentator, the Floss Child, Mr. Boots Rothschild, the East Coast player.
93. Sweet.
I've been blessed to come on in here and do a few things. Now you sit back and relax. And check out my man, Tweed Cadillac.
93. Tweed. FM. So, you like that? I know you do. Tweed Cadillac. 93.
93.3 Tweed FM. Thursday nights, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Call in and check out Tweed Cadillac. 347-308-8747. Block Talk Radio.
Well, all right, y'all. You tuned in to the Sunday Night Flight. 93.3 FM. We call this the After Six Cruise Mix. Tonight's special guest stars coming straight out of mighty Memphis, Tennessee, the tantalizing Tim Free. You've heard him before. I'm for you. Love can be so wonderful. You make the sun shine. They're going to brighten up your evening, y'all. 93.3 FM.
You know I'm the same.
347-308-8747. Call in, holler the player, but don't yell. 93.3 FM. Nothing but low rider oldies, R&B, and all in between. We are for the people, with the people. Tell your people, tonight, the penalize is just free. Live on the premises, y'all.
Ordinary, I'm giving you all attention high. Your body shouldn't explode this far away. I'm an on and all of a sudden you push, replay, mechanical emotions in my middle.
You replay mechanical emotions.
You're in
baby,
me.
In my obstruction. Oh,
why?
You keep
why?
Me correct.
Why?
Tweet FM. Don't touch that knob. This my day job, y'all. Don't get no smoother than this. You on the Sunday night flight, the After Six Cruise Mix with the Tim Free. We gonna keep it flashy, classy, and jazz. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by I Am Indie.
Miroir to reflect the moi. Miroir to reflect qui devient moi. C'est chance, hey, deviens toi. J'adore ces miroirs. J'adore ces miroirs.
Love me. We're here together on 93.28 FM. The mighty Tim Free.
I love you, cause you love me.
Why? What's happening? It's your boy Boogie, one half of Who That. The group from New Orleans out here in Sacramento, holding it down with San Quentin, Dundee 772. We out here grinding with OG Tweed Cadillac on 93.3 Tweed FM ism, the only station playing Funkadelic with the Temptations, you hear me? Yeah, that's your boy.
Indeed, y'all, you with the Party Rocket Player. Original Los Angeles piece fit a Tweed Cadillac on this Sunday night flight. Welcome to the Sunday Night Flight. Lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. Believe me, it's wonderful over here, baby. Tell a header to tell a player. Dial 347-308-8747. Catch the vapors in a real way. 93.2 FM, y'all. No skinny jean village people round her. You best believe it. 93.2 FM. Listen, 93.3. Big shout out to Mr. Eric Cummings from the Bay Area. His out of town fam is listening tonight. I want to say much love and happiness to you and yours. This is the reason why I make things like this happen. 93.3 FM. Nothing but lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between, y'all. Tell a hater to tell a player. 347-308-8747.
Baby, 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 baby
93.3 Tweed. I want to give a shout out to Mishi Moans from Richmond, California. He's kind of upset with me tonight. So many reasons. I can only tell her how I feel. Tune in, love. I got you. Your front, your back, and your side. Always have.
If I could say what's on my mind, who would know what I'm thinking of you? All of those sweet things I feel but can't say. Hey,
I could only tell you what's on my mind, love. I'm going to let the 10 priests do the talking for me tonight, though. Everything is going to be all right because we in a love, man.
Hey, babe. Thank you.
103.3 FM. Ism. Custom low rider oldies, R&B, and all in between. Everything is going to be everything if you just believe. Whatever you're going through, if you're going through hell, simply keep going. Everything will be all right. You heard it from me. Tweed Cadillac, baby. 93.3 FM. I'm not going to tell you nothing wrong. I'm going to tell you something that you're going to live strong with. Believe that. 93.2 FM, live on the premises. Mighty Tim Priest.
Mighty Tim Priest.
Evening, my gentlemen.
Evening, my gentlemen.
Hey, what's going on?
Man, we are having a ball, man. Listen to your music. I'm trying to get my girl back. So I said, I'm going to play all the free songs I can, and she going to come back home. Everything going to be all right.
Well, that's right.
Well, I'm happy to have you guys here, one of Memphis' finest groups of all time, the legendary Tim Priest. Man, it's an honor. It's an honor, folks. Believe me, Dale, Scotty, man, you guys have paved the path for all kind of MC, all kind of R&B artists. People have sampled your music over the years. And it's just a great honor, man, to have you bless my platform tonight.
Well,
you might need to turn your music down
because
I can hear myself in the background a little bit.
All right, I said, can you thank you for inviting us? We're glad to be here.
Man, we are glad to have you.
We have so many questions
for you tonight, man. First of all, what I want to know is who wrote all those songs? Because you guys was blowing them songs, man. I mean, if it's a blueprint on how to write a love song, you guys should have the patent to that in a real way. I mean, we're not just talking about your legendary hits. See, me, I don't just go for the radio stuff. I dig deep into albums. I've been listening to you guys since I was a teenager, and I know songs that you forgot. I tell that to all the artists because I'm a real R&B oldie fan. So I know songs that you probably forgot. You guys are very, very deep, man.
Well, we try to write about things that people really believe in every day and what they live through every day.
Indeed. So tell me, what competition did you guys have back then? Because I know, you know, you guys had the Motown sound. You guys came from Memphis. You had your own Stax sound and all of that. I mean, did you have, like, rivalries with other groups? Were you ever, I'm sure you weren't intimidated by other groups, but did you have some other groups that didn't really like you because your substance and your songs were so strong?
Well, if they did, they didn't let us know that.
then that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Bite your tongue and don't say nothing.
We had lots of groups that we admired and came up with and, you know, respected them. And then eventually we all did shows together with them. We met them, groups that we listened to, you know.
So who did you guys really admire back then?
Oh, man. Phonics, The Moments, Dale Phonics, and, you know, so many of them. We did everybody's songs. Yeah, we did all the songs.
Yeah, we had the Dale Phonics on last week, man, and
good.
They were outstanding as well, but, man, I couldn't wait, man, to get you guys because, man, you guys have touched my life in so many ways and other people's lives as well. You know,
was it good?
What was
it
your
good?
Biggest hit record? Huh?
Oh, dedicated to the one I love.
That was the biggest one? Now, see, now you guys got cheated because that shouldn't have been the biggest one. You ask me, that was a beautiful song, but like I tell all these other artists, that was only in my top 10. It wasn't number one in my top 10. If I was the one giving out the Grammys, that wouldn't be the one. Later on in the show, I'm going to tell you what my favorite song was, but I want to know, what was your favorite Tim Priest song?
This is Scotty. I like something for you. You for me.
Yeah, this is Dale. I love Love Maze, all right?
Okay, well, I'm not going to tell you mine. I'm just going to play it a little bit later in the show. Surprise, y'all. Y'all probably forgot all about it. But this one right here, man, it works for me. It really works. So, man, what I want to also ask you guys, what motivates you guys to keep on pushing, keep on keeping on after all these years? Seems like you've done all, you know, you've accomplished all the accolades in the music industry. What motivates you guys to keep on pushing in 2013?
Hey, Tweet, just because we can.
Ha ha.
Indeed, that's a beautiful thing to be able, just because you can. That's
exactly.
Cool. Because look,
and the fans too. I have to go with the fans also. They motivate the hell out of us, you know.
So where have you guys been, you know, in your travels in the music industry? I'm sure you've been all over the world. You know, tell the fans and listeners where you've been.
Well, we just recently got back from New Jersey, the Boardwalk, did the thing there. Had an opportunity to play with a lot of the acts that we usually play with, like Blue Magic, The Intruders, you know, Ray Goodman and Brown. You know, Tim Freeze, we just thought a little something special there, but we've had an opportunity to go overseas too. And the way we were accepted over there, I mean, they brought out all kinds of albums by the Tim Freeze, and we had to sign all these albums, and we made a lot of friends overseas in Europe.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. So what's the biggest concert that you guys ever had, other than Watchtacks? What was like the biggest venue where you just played for like thousands and thousands of people, and it just was a great experience for you?
Well, the one I was just talking about in Europe, it was a festival. About five days of festivals going on, and we got an opportunity to be among thousands and thousands of people in Europe. But right here in the United States, right there in California, we play a lot of
music
right up and down the coast that, you know, have thousands and thousands of people there.
That's beautiful, man. I can't wait you guys get back to L.A., man. When are you coming? I would love to come to a concert.
September the 14th.
What do you have planned on the West Coast in the immediate future for us?
We're going to be in San Bernardino.
When is that?
The 14th of September.
September the 14th.
Hold on, let me write that down. September 14th. Don't tell me the San Manuel Casino.
I think so, in San Bernardino.
Yes, sir. The San Manuel Indian Casino.
All right.
Yeah, that's it, I bet.
That's it? That's it. I'm there. When Tweet Cadillac is at that backstage door, you hear me knocking, let me in. I am going to be there. I will be there. And if you need me on stage, I will bring my suit. Just tell me what color that we're going to be wearing that night, and it's going down.
Okay, Tweet.
I will be there ready to roll. I'm ready to roll. So, man,
we'll
let me ask you this.
In February.
Huh? February? Oh, you was out here in February?
We'll be there this coming February, 2014.
Okay. So the September 14th? Oh, you said February. September 14th. Huh?
September 14th and February of next year.
Oh, and February. Well, you guys are going to have to come back, man, and we'll do a little promo for that show as well. It's going down. The mighty Tim Freeze are in the house. So, sir, my other question is, who do you guys listen to? I mean, because, like, music nowadays is turning into hip-hop and, you know, all of these not balladeers like guys from your era. Who do you guys actually listen to right about now?
I listen to everybody. I mean, the music has changed so much. You got so many beats that goes on within just the normal 4/4 beats or 2/4 beats. You got all kinds, 6/8, and all in between. All that, these young guys, they come up with all kinds of beats, and it just intrigues me how music keeps going around in a circle and gets better and better, and eventually it's going to go back to the 2/4 and the 4/4. But right now, I'm enjoying it all, Tweed.
That's beautiful. So how do you really view the music industry of today in comparison to how it was back then?
Scotty, you got this one.
I think, as far as treatment is concerned, it's wonderful. The old school acts, as they called us, are really treated well now. They've gone back and redid some things for fairness as far as the finance is concerned. And it's coming into its own, I think, you know.
they're finally paying you guys what they owed you from way back then. You know, I always ask a lot of groups, how was the money back then? Can you guys tell us how the money was back then? I mean, did they look out for you in a real way? Were you able to feed the kids and the dog?
I don't think so. I don't think so either. It was very, very strange money. Money was strange for you back in those days. It's much better now.
Wow. Were you guys able to retain your publishing?
On some of the things.
Some of it, yes.
Because now you know you can chase all that back money back. You actually, it's avenues and venues that you can go and chase all that money back, and they'll have to break bread with you, man, because they kind of raped all of the older groups back then in regards to the publishing situation. And I've learned just by doing this radio show that it's avenues and people that are willing to go and get that money for you. So off the air, we'll talk about it, because, like, I've seen you guys on every type of little oldie CD tape that's in front of swap meets and everywhere, and you guys really deserve to be able to eat off of that money, considering that they're playing your songs, you know, still in rotation, still selling them in the streets as we speak, and I just don't think it's fair, man.
Yeah, that's true, man, but, you know, that's the business. It's kind of hard to define the business now, because you got to know the business so you know who you're talking to and you know what you're going to do. And sometimes, like you said, in the early days, the money was not there. I mean, you had to pay so much for your studio time. You had to pay so much for your managers. You had to pay so much for your clothes, everything, you know, transportation. It was just one of those. It was a struggle.
Yeah, that recoup clause, you had to get back everything before you got a nickel. So I do understand
it.
And then they only paid the artists actually for your live shows, you know. And then you still had to get a manager some of that. So, yeah, man, it wasn't really right, man. It was really right. I'm so happy that you guys are able to tour nowadays, you know, man, and set something aside for yourself in your latter years. That's the beautiful situation in regards to that. My next question is, how do you feel about these hip-hop artists sampling all your music? Because I've heard Love Can Be So Wonderful, I don't know how many rap songs. How do you feel about
that? We have too. How you feel, Scott?
Is it an honor? Is it a curse? What do you think about that?
Hold on, Tweed.
Okay.
Back in, man. All right, Scott is back on the air. Excuse me, we just had a little technical difficulty there, but he's back on the air. Hey, Scott.
No problem.
Yo, hey, man, we don't want to know, how do you feel about our music being sampled?
Scotty kind of breaking up on me.
Okay.
I'll fill in for him.
You know, just about music being sampled, you know, just like everything, you have to get a license to do things. And, you know, you kind of share in the book. So if you do this, then, you know, you need to, you know, like I said, pass the book along to the next person, because we, or whoever the artist might be, put an effort into making it real and making it mean something to somebody other than themselves. This is not music just put on the shelf. It's music put out there for the people. And if you do these things, then you need to take care of the business side of it and do it right. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Well, I know one thing. I don't want to hear any more sad stories from artists that really didn't know the business back then, because you guys created, like, great music that is legendary. And I believe wholeheartedly that you should be compensated for not just your efforts that you made back then, but for all the millions of dollars in revenue that you generated for all these other people to eat. Feel me?
True.
It's just the right thing to do, man. You guys should be millionaires. You have platinum, not necessarily platinum hits, but platinum hits in as far as the people goes. Because I've listened to your song a million times. So if you only got three pennies off of every time I listen, You a platinum artist, feel me?
Yeah, we understand. We understand, and we appreciate you. You know, we humbly appreciate what you're saying, and you understanding, you know, the conditions that we worked under. It's not that we didn't enjoy what we were doing, because we love what we do, but it was just that, you know, when you are trying to take care of family and take care of yourself, and you want to be free in making choices of what you do with your money, then when those things don't materialize, you feel kind of like, hey, man, you know, what can we do? So you have to do what you have to do. But the main thing is that we stayed together and we made the hit, and we appreciate people for listening to the Tim Freeze music. And there's no other way we could have been gotten to where we are, to say, if you had not been listening to our music and disc jockeys, you know, guys like yourself, Tweed, playing our music to give the people, you know, to remind them that this is good music. Check it out.
Exactly. I grew up on it. I know every song. Even if I'm singing off key, I know every lyric. And, you know, it's like, it's a beautiful thing, man, to really make something that you could be proud of. You know, even if you guys had actually officially retired and you weren't touring, your music will always live on in the minds and hearts of those who appreciate it when it was first made. So I want to say thank you for all of that. And we have a caller, man, that wants to say something to you. Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Caller, you are live, 93.3 FM with the Tim Freeze.
Hey, thanks for taking my call with the Tim Freeze. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I can hear you.
Listen, I want to thank you for having the Tim Freeze on your show. These guys are historic, amazing. But I want to know, how can I find out some of the latest things they do? Is there a way I can go and look at some stuff like Vimeo, YouTube, or anything like that?
Yes, brother, there is. You can go to, how about going on the computer and query in. We got something new out there. It's called, on YouTube, it's the Tim Freeze Still Loving You. STILLLUVLOVIN, the letter U. Still Loving You. Check it out.
Still Loving You?
Still Loving
You. And that's YouTube?
Yes, it's on YouTube. Still Loving You, the letter U.
You guys are amazing, and I'm waiting to see what the host's favorite song was for the Tim Freeze, and I'll be off the line.
We are, too. We're anxious, too.
Yeah. Actually, I've been on YouTube, and you guys do have some performances that are there. So all the listeners, all you have to do is just type in the Tim Freeze live, and you can see some old footage, some concert footage, things of that nature as well. So how do the fans contact you if they want to talk to you, you know, or they want to just communicate with you? Because I went to your Facebook page, and you guys have so many people till I couldn't even get in. You need to add me to your Facebook friend list.
All right, I will. But you know, you can contact us anytime at DEL72@netzero.net. Anytime.
That's beautiful. Okay, here's what we're going to do right about now, ladies and germs. We're going to get into, let me see. I don't want to play my favorite one yet. I got to play this one for, this song right here is dedicated. She's been asking me all day to play this song for her. Her name is Miss Dimp. She's out of Watts Compton area. She wants to hear this. You Make the Sunshine. This one's for you, love. 93.2 FM. Boy Tweed FM ism with none other than the channelizing Tim Priest on the premises.
Hey.
Gentlemen, are you guys involved in, like, any community activities, you know, by way of nonprofit organizations? How do you guys give back to the community?
Scotty, you still there, man?
No, Scott. I think I lost Scotty, man. It's just me and you.
Yeah, I think I did, too. All right, well, look here. Yeah, we do things. We just did a thing for a church. And it was a love offering that they offered to us. And it was actually a play that was going on, so we were there for entertainment, and we had a wonderful time. I hope that everybody enjoyed what we were doing. We occasionally get an opportunity to sing spiritual songs, you know, because entertainers need God, too. So we reach out and let them know that we try to make ourselves available whenever we're called upon to do any type of community event. In fact, last night we just did a concert, a part of a program for the United Negro College Fund. It was for the Moynihan College here in Memphis, Tennessee. And it was a wonderful event. People enjoyed themselves, and they loved the Jim Freeze, so we're thankful of that. It was hosted by Belle Johnson. She's a radio personality here at WDIA here in Memphis, Tennessee. But we give back to the community whenever we get an opportunity to. It's always fun. It's always fun to let people tell us about their experiences with the Tim Freeze. They go back so far as saying, well, I remember when you all came to our high school. Well, the situation is that we were just in high school ourselves, or just out of high school. So the children, or the younger children, could not come to see us. So we went to see them at their school doing lunchtime. So everything worked out very well, and then by the time they grew up, they came to the clubs to see us, so it just kept going on and on and on. So
exactly.
Our community involvement is still good, man. They still love us, and we enjoy doing things, giving back.
That's beautiful. Hold on 1 second. I believe we have another caller for you.
All right.
You're 93.3 Tweet FM, isn't with the channelizing Tim Priest. Hello.
Hey, what's up there, Tweet, baby?
How you doing tonight,
hey.
Sir?
Hey, how y'all doing, Tim Priest?
Doing good. Tim Priest doing good here in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, man, my people coming down that way. He got drafted. My girl, nephew, got drafted by Memphis Grizzlies. He's headed there today.
Oh, okay. What's his name, man?
Jamal Franklin.
Okay, well, I'm going to be looking out for him.
Oh, yeah, he's a new rookie out of San Diego State.
Okay. All right, that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Man, I've been liking y'all music ever since I was a kid. Hello?
Hey, I'm still here. I couldn't hear the last
Hello,
call.
Caller? You still there?
I think
we lost him. He said he'd been liking your music ever since he was a kid.
Oh, but it's your boy Lover here.
Oh, okay. How you doing, sir, man? Glad to have you here on 93.3 FM.
What's up, brother?
Hey, man. I'm here, man. Let's see you doing it.
Hello?
Yes,
hey,
yes,
I'm
sir. We can
here.
Hear you, man.
Okay,
just having
a
ball with the Tim Free. Anyway, man,
all
I got to
right,
go into one of my favorite songs that I love. From the Tim Priest. Caller, what's your favorite song from the Tim Priest?
Caught Up in Love. Caught up in Love Maze.
Oh man, I just whipped that one up, man. I put some syrup on it and I just whipped that up, man. I'm trying to get my girl back. Let me play you this one. This is my all time favorite. As they say, this is my favorite.
That's you right there.
Man, check this one out right here, though. 93.3 FM, you heard it first, y'all. It's going down. This is the one right here. Talk to Tim Priest and I. Me and the Tim Priest on 93.3 FM.
I love you.
Don't get no smoother than that, y'all. 93.Tweed FM ism. Tweed FM, tonight's broadcast is brought to you by I Am Indie in conjunction with the Temprees, the tantalizing Temprees out of Memphis, Tennessee. Gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Still here?
Are you guys available for, like, collaborations with, like, any other artists? I mean, would you be willing to work with any other artists? Because I always get requests. It's like, Tweed, man, you talk to all of these R&B cats. Would they be willing to, you know, maybe sing a hook on one of my rap songs? So I have to ask everybody. I'm just wondering, are you guys open to something like that?
Oh, yeah, man. Music is music. If it's good music, and if it's a hit, it's going to be a hit. If it's good music, good music. And, you know, you want to be associated with stuff that, associated with songs that's going to, you know, be around long after 10, 20, 30 years. You know, you make a good record, it's going to be a good record anyway.
Beautiful.
You know, we're ready for that.
That's beautiful, man. That's all I need to hear. So once your phone start ringing, man, with requests, you know you know where it came from.
All right, Tweed, I thank
that's
you very
a beautiful
much for putting the word out, man.
Yeah, I would definitely put the word out. Also, I've been speaking with a lot of promoters that have asked me, you know, is it a way I could bring some of these oldie groups to California? So if you guys can maybe email me a writer, you know, perhaps I might get you guys some shows out this way as well.
Oh, sure. We'll be available.
So you never did tell me who wrote all these legendary songs. I mean, did you guys have a hand in that? Did you write them or did you, you know, I know Stax had just so many people involved back in the day. You guys were like a hit machine, similar to like, you know, the Motown thing. I mean, when all these songs came across your desk, you just picked the ones that you wanted?
Well, it sort of went a little different than that. When we started, we were on our own label. It was called We Produce Records, okay? So okay. Everything that came from We Produce was put together by We Produce. But it was recorded at Stax Records. So we had our own record label as a subsidiary of Stax Records. So when the song came to us, you know, if you have talent, then you're going to, you know, we got to the piano and we sang and we, how would I say, we arranged them. Okay, and we had a great, great producer at the time. So it made things a little easy because, you know how to, you have a talent, you've been given a gift, and you have someone who is looking out for your best interest as far as trying to help you to be great. So when the song came in, we would, you know, get the basic melody together, make sure everybody knew their part, and then we would, make it up to date, you know, because a lot of songs came to us, they really sounded not quite perfected. And, you know, you have to develop a style before you're ready to tell a person, hey, you need to listen to my music. Well, what is your style? Are you R&B? Are you hip-hop? What are you, you know? So we were classified, and we are still classified as R&B artists. But some of the people who wrote some of the songs would be Carl Hampton, Harold Scotty Scott, Jasper Jabbo Phillips. Let me think of somebody else. I wrote some other songs on a different label, okay? So Leon Moore was one of our writers, Josephine Bridges, Tom Nixon, who else? And think of some other people. But mainly songs were sent to us, and we just made them our own. And we just have to thank God that people still listen to our music today. It's been over 40 years now.
Wow. Yeah, and longevity is not easy to come by in the music business, believe me.
Yes, too, yeah.
they come and go. They come and go and never be heard of again. But you guys stay in rotation over here at 93.3. And I really want to thank you guys for coming through. Actually, I didn't play one of your biggest hits tonight. I don't know why. I'm just trying to be so different. But I figure I got to get the people what they want. So stay on. Let me knock this one out, and then we're going to come right back to you. Ladies and gentlemen, the Tim Preece on 93.3 FM is some, baby. Got to play this one. What am I doing? We dedicate this to everyone in Memphis, everybody in New York, West Coast, L.A., everybody overseas in France. I want to thank all my listeners for tuning in tonight's episode. Mighty Tim Preece, y'all. I love for everyone who loves me. FM is the only station playing lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. Well, I think we lost Dale, Scotty. It's just you and I for the remainder.
Well, I tell you what, this is Dale. We lost Scotty.
We lost Scotty. Okay.
Yeah, this is Dale.
I thought
Dale.
He would call back. I don't know what happened.
Well, I tried
to
get him back, but lost the message. But check this out now. The other member is Solomon Young, and we call him Sol, and he's an asset to the Tim Preece. We're all together. We're going to stay together. And I want to let your listeners to know that they can go on YouTube and look for the Tim Preece, Still Loving You, the letter U, Still Loving You, the Tim Preece.
Beautiful. beautiful. I will get that on next week's show, guaranteed. I need you guys to send me a friend request. I can send you tonight's show. You can share that with your fans as well.
I want to thank you guys
for coming through. Also, if you have any other upcoming concerts or tours that you'd like to talk about.
Well, we're headed out to San Bernardino September the 14th, and we will be coming back to California for Valentine. Anything in between, I don't know right now, but the Temp Freeze are going to be available. If you give us a phone call, you can reach us at DEL72@netzero.net, and you can also check us out at www.becausewelove.com and the merchandise site www.tempfreezepresents.com. We want all you listeners to stay in touch with us. Temp Freeze are here.
I didn't know you guys had merchandise. I wasn't aware of that.
Yes, we're working, got things happening, man. But, you know, we want to thank the fans. So if you want it, we got it.
So what you guys got? Some hats and some T-shirts?
We have T-shirts right now. We can get hats, cups, a variety of things. Just want to know what the people want. But right now, we just got shirts, T-shirts. Got them available.
Well, I'm going to order mine now. I want to thank you guys again for coming through 93.Tweed. Also, be on the lookout for me September 14th, San Manuel Indian Casino in San Bernardino, California. I will be in the house with the mighty Tim Priest.
Yeah.
I'll probably have a camera crew following me, so, man, we can get you guys, man, go on podcasts as well. But I am definitely there. I want to thank you guys for coming out tonight. Showing me
bring
love.
Bring that theme music with you.
Oh, I got that. I got that.
Bring that theme music.
I got that, man. That's all I do over here, man. Nothing but low rider oldies, R&B, and all in between. We keep it flashy, classy, and jazzy. So, Dale, man, I want to thank you once again. Stay close. You have the key to 93.Tweed. I want you and yours to have a blessed evening. For all my listeners, stay tuned. There's more to come from the mighty tantalizing Tim Priest. You heard it first, 93.Tweed FM. You guys have a beautiful evening. God bless you as well, sir. I will call you in the morning for more details. Man, I got to get my T-shirt, man. I need a 2X nice white one, crispy. It's going down.
Yes. All right.
All right, man. The Tim Priest, ladies and gentlemen. 93.Tweed FM. We're going to get into some more music right about now. You guys, stay tuned. Don't touch that knob. This is my day job. What can I hit you with right about now? Right, nothing can come between me and my radio, baby.
93.3 FM. Want to give a big shout out to the Tantalizer Tim Freeze. Relation, your boy. Next week, Marshall Rock Jones from the Mighty Ohio Players in the building, followed by Misty Love.
Just wipe the tray off, gotta start my day off. Headed to the spot so I can get my little yay off. I don't take days off, they don't really pay off. It's so hard to go home, especially if it's game, y'all. Let my people sit down, damn, that's hell, though. I can't really double back cause I ain't got no bill. So I'm all on the freeway, flipping through the radio. Same song, every show, same result. They ain't turned it off, couldn't make it through the real list. And all of the water down, seems like a real miss. Took the little homie up, ask me what I'm playing now. On my radio, had to set the stand down. Why you take me home, yo? Trip, I got the antidote. 93.3, last station, jamming, though. If you're talking about tweet, Cadillac, gone in. Took the little cord out, thug his iPhone in. Now I'm rolling to the sound of the street, cause homie,
that's that feels,
yeah.
Ism, y'all. Love could be so wonderful. Love could be so fine. With you and I on a Sunday night flight. Lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. Don't get no smoother than this. How could you suckers not picture me rolling? Find a session coming like this, please let me know so I can tune in. 93.3 FM, y'all.
still a player. Can't stop a high speed soul train, y'all. I am blessed, geared for success. This ain't luck, this is where opportunity meant preparation. Please believe, 93.2 FM. And it's about that time. It's about that time for some love, y'all. Shy Lights. Big shout out to Marshall Thompson. Yesterday was his birthday. Congratulations, player. Nice straight point to beat FM. Ism. No skinny jean, village people around here. Remember, nothing to work unless you do. Get off your ass and get some, sucker.
Church bells ringing in the air.
FM. Yes. They don't make them like this no more, y'all. I want to give a big shout out to Kevin Slow Jam and James for lacing me with Gang. Told me everything gonna be all right, and the girl's all right with me, y'all. Remember, whatever you do today will dictate tomorrow. Don't be a sucker. Temptations, basically past and present, or deceased, except for the founder, Mr. Otis Williams, who started it all. I want to say big shout out to Otis. Big shout out to all the past and present Temptations. You guys made musical history. I appreciated all your music. It's just ironic that the guy that started it, he's still living to, you know, to carry it on, man. It means a lot. Whoever would have thought. Anyway, 93.3 FM. Carly, you're live. Hello.
Hey, Queen, what's good? Hello,
hey,
what's
man.
Good?
Man, just playing, man, quality lowrider oldies, man, R&B and all in between, doing what I do.
I know that's right. I feel it too. You know, I got an old soul like you playing.
Beautiful, beautiful, man. Did you hear the Tim Priest? Were you able to hear the Tim Priest tonight?
No, I was just calling it now and everything. I just had to give you a shout out for giving me and my wife a congratulations. You did.
Oh man, congratulations, man. That's beautiful, man. That's what I do, man. I show love and I get love in return, man. That's beautiful,
that's
man. I'm so glad that you called in. You know, that was nothing,
oh, yeah.
man. Give me something hard to do, man. I got you, man. I support those who support me.
I
got
know,
you 100%.
Yeah, but I got you 100% too since 1992, you know. You just don't know that Before my mama got sick in 92, I mean, that Penthouse Players Click record you did with my boy playing him, I mean, it was off the chain. It got me through when she got sick and everything, you know?
Wow. Wow.
Believe that. Yeah, and
man,
I got another. Yeah, dig this. Me and my wife, we got baptized yesterday, too, in Lake Washington out here by Seward Park in Seattle, too. So, you know, we just wanted to drop that in, too. Yeah, we trying to do all the way what's right, trying to support, you know, support you in any way and every way that we can.
Wow. Wow, man. That's touching, man, because I'm really trying to get some quality programming, man, and all these groups that I've been lucky enough and fortunate enough to have on my show has really blessed me, and I'm completely motivated, man. I'm really enjoying what I'm doing now. And with people like you, man, listening and supporting it, man, it's just going to get bigger and bigger, man. I really, truly want to thank you, man, for giving me the time of day.
No doubt. And I would have caught that Delphonic show, but that was the day that me and my wife got married. You know, we got married between that 7 and 9, but we did hear that whole show, and that was fascinating, that brother that was from the Delphonics on there.
Oh, beautiful, man. I'm really glad you enjoyed it, man. Make sure that you tell a hater to tell a player, you know what I mean? That's our motto, man, around here, man. You know, we don't hide it, we divide it.
I know that's right, you know. Like I said, you know, like the scripture says, iron sharpens iron. I just thank you, you know, for keeping me sharp over the years, you know.
Wow. It's been my pleasure, man. I am glad to be able to still be in the industry, to be able to do something that I like, you know. I guess that's the way nature planned it.
Amen, in that order.
Exactly. Stay tuned, y'all. 93.3 FM. Big shout out to Ricky and his wife. They just tied the knot, jumped the broom, got baptized. It's a beautiful thing, y'all. That's the way nature planned it. 93.3 FM is baby.
Baby, don't fight it. Yeah.
else do. We love you right here, y'all. 93.3 FM. Tweed FM. Want y'all to stay tuned next week, next month. Quality broadcasting going down in a real way. Make sure you tell all your friends, tell all your folks, tell all your family. It's a place to be on Thursday night, Sunday night. Thursday night and a Sunday night champagne flight. Low rider oldies, R&B, and all in between. Don't get no smoother than this. The
Moments, otherwise known as Ray Goodman and Brown, 93.28 FM. Remember, y'all, treat others like you want them to treat your mama.
Listen, don't get me wrong. I really appreciate what you're trying to do. I mean, working part-time, trying to help out. But that's not what I need. You see, I need you. The 7 days you're putting in at the office, I need them right here with me. 7 days.
songs from the Mighty Wild Players. Until then, God bless you and yours.